two people are jailed on charges resulting from a large fight during a Canton Middle School basketball game. Police responded Thursday night to the STEAM Academy at Hartford Middle School on 3rd Street Southeast. While they attempted to disperse an unruly crowd, 34-year-old Bradley Smith of Canton Township allegedly tried to gouge an officer's eyes out, cutting his face. Smith also is accused of trying to take items off the officer's belt and resisting orders to put his hands behind his back. The officer was treated at the hospital. Smith was charged with felonious assault, aggravated robbery, resisting arrest, obstructing official business, and failure to disperse. 24-year-old Aisha Mathis of Canton allegedly attempted to make a crowd hostile toward police, causing several to strike officers. She refused orders to leave and reportedly yelled at and taunted officers. Mathis was charged with aggravated riot, disorderly conduct, and obstructing official business. Both appeared in court today. The incident is under investigation. The city of Canton plays host to a protest of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. About 45 people gathered Thursday night at Mahoning Road and Harmont Avenue Northeast. Many were carrying signs expressing opposition to ICE and supporting migrants. Protest was prompted by unconfirmed rumors of ICE agents' local activities. Meanwhile, the office of 13th District Congresswoman Amelia Sykes issued tip sheets for immigrants concerned about possible ICE operations. Among other things, they tell immigrants they have the right to remain silent and contact an attorney when dealing with ICE, the right to due process, and the right to deny a search of their home unless ICE has a warrant. Sykes tells the Akron Beacon Journal she supports deportations of those who commit crimes while in the U.S. illegally. Unemployment is up slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the December jobless rate was 4.6%. It was 4.1% the previous month. In December 2023, the figure was 3.3%. In Carroll County, joblessness increased to 4.7%. Columbiana County's rate rose to 4.8%. In Mahoning County, it was up to 5.2%, while Portage County's unemployment increased to 4.4%. Ohio's jobless rate rose to 4.4%. An unattended candle in an attached garage is getting the blame for a fire that gutted a Canton home. Fire officials say it was on a dresser at the Union Avenue Southwest address. A woman was living in the garage. Three people escaped unharmed. One woman was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The house will be torn down. Four new separate lawsuits from East Palestine area residents have been leveled at Norfolk Southern. They claim the railroad's cost-cutting measures factored into the 2023 derailment and chemical spill in the village. The suits were filed in Youngstown Federal Court. Each suit seeks damages exceeding $75,000 and a jury trial. A dog kennel in East Palestine alleges they were forced to relocate from their longtime home. A Doberman breeding and training facility in neighboring Darlington, Pennsylvania, claims the derailment cut off access to their business and prompted them to move. They also allege the accident resulted in deaths and deformities among puppies. The owners of 85 rental properties in the village claim they suffered large losses and an uptick in vacancies. Manufacturer Unity Tube alleges the derailment left them short-staffed and hurt their customer base. A former teacher has pleaded not guilty to 72 counts of child pornography. The Columbiana County Grand Jury earlier this month indicted 68-year-old James Watt of Columbiana on charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material or performance. He's accused of possessing obscene material involving children October 22nd. Watt was a STEM teacher at Lisbon David Anderson High School until his retirement last year. A home near Columbiana is a total loss after flames swept through it Thursday night. Firefighters responded to an address on Roberts Road in Fairfield Township around 6 p.m. No one was home. Officials say an excavator was brought in to help put out hot spots. The cause is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Portions of a Boardman neighborhood were temporarily evacuated this afternoon due to a natural gas leak. Fire officials say the order affected three homes on Park Harbor Drive near Shields Road. Workers were in the area boring for fiber optic lines when they struck a gas line. The gas went into the storm sewer and backed up into some of the homes. The gas company was called to the scene to stop the leak. Not guilty of all charges. That's the verdict at the trial of a Boardman man accused of sexually assaulting a young girl over a three-year period. 55-year-old Robert Baxa was indicted last year on 18 counts, including rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. Prosecutors said he abused a girl in 2020 when she was 10. The alleged activity continued until she was 13. A jury in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court acquitted Baxa Thursday. His trial began Monday. The Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted two men accused of participating in a string of robberies. 34-year-old Shane Adams and 31-year-old Tylen Fairchild are each charged with two counts of robbery. Fairchild also faces a count of failure to comply. The pair allegedly held up gas stations in Austintown and Canfield. The robberies occurred on the mornings of January 2nd and 3rd. The men were arrested in Youngstown January 3rd following a chase involving the highway patrol. Adams and Fairchild also are believed to have robbed a pizza shop in Liberty Township. The Trumbull County case has not yet been heard by a grand jury. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.